This is a review of the Cobalt Speechmaster Talking 2-Timer Timestat by Cobalt Systems. This is a talking appliance timer. It used to be available through ILA, Independent Living Aids. It seems that ILA is no longer carrying this product. It appears you could still purchase the product directly from Cobalt in the UK. And their website is cobalt.co.uk. In the meantime, this is an appliance timer. So there's an electrical cord that you plug into a standard wall socket. And then there's another cord that ends in a female plug that you can plug an appliance into. Anything from a coffee maker or like a radio or TV all the way up to a very small air conditioning unit or space heater or something like that. It can handle a current draw of up to 10 amps. The device is kind of large. It's about 6 inches thick as it sits on the kitchen table. It sits on rubber feet. It's a plastic device. It's a kind of tan in color. It's probably 6 inches thick, a foot long, and about, maybe 6 inches wide. Pretty good sized piece of electronics. All functions on the unit talk, and it's very simple to operate. The unit has 8 buttons. The top left is the mode button. The top right is the on and off button. You can use this as a manual switch when you have turned off the timer. The second row of buttons. Now the top two are square. The second row are square. Those are 3 buttons. The left one is time. The middle left is timer. And the right is temperature. And then the bottom row of 3 buttons are diamond shaped. The left is day. Middle is down. And right is up. By default they set the volume. Pressing these keys once and then after doing that, pressing them a second time within 2 seconds changes their function. So, for instance, if you press the time button, then press it again within 2 seconds, you will be setting the time. This unit is not only a talking timer, but we have mentioned earlier, also a talking thermostat. You would use that with potentially a air conditioner or a heater. Just for all of you, just for your benefit, I have totally unplugged the timer, and I'm going to plug it back in such a way that it will reset. So see, I'm getting rid of all of my settings and everything. So I'm going to hold the 3 middle buttons down while plugging the unit back in and let you hear what it says.
Reset. Buttons on the top row, select functions. Buttons on the center row give time, timer, and temperature, and select set modes. Buttons on the bottom row give day, adjust volume, and adjust settings. Generally press buttons once for current settings. Press again within 2 seconds to alter.
I reset the unit, which brings this to the default condition when it came out of the box. And as you can see, it has a very clearly spoken male British voice and a very clear help message describing the buttons on the top of the unit. So I'm going to push the top left button until I get to timer.
Manual timer.
Okay, so now I'm in timer mode, which is what I want. Press the middle left-hand button.
12:01 a.m.
Okay, so it is set to 12:01 a.m. That's obviously not what time it is. It's actually Saturday, February 10th, 2007.
It's 5:19 p.m.
So it's 5:19. So I'm going to set it for 5:20. I'm going to press the time button twice.
12:00 set time.
And then I'm going to press the middle bottom diamond button.
12 a.m. 1 a.m. 2 a.m. 3 a.m. 4 a.m. 5 a.m. 6 a.m. 7 a.m. 8 a.m. 9 a.m. 10 a.m. 11 a.m. 12 p.m. 1 p.m. 2 p.m. 3 p.m. 4 p.m. 5 p.m.
And then I'm going to push the rightmost diamond button.
01 minute
on that bottom row.
02 04 05 06 07, 08 minutes, 09 minutes, 10 minutes, 11 minutes, 12 minutes, 13, 14, 15, 16
minutes. You notice the speech is interruptible. That's a nice feature.
18, 19, 20 minutes.
Okay, so I'm going to press the bottom diamond button on the third row.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
That sets the day of the week. Now I'm going to press the time button again, which is again the leftmost on the middle row of buttons.
5:20 p.m.
I'm going to check that with my watch.
It's 5:20 p.m.
Those match. So we have now set the time. And of course it's important, right, to set the time correctly on this unit, because it will be used to set the timer for turning on the appliance. Karen and I use this to turn a coffee maker on and off, and it's especially helpful for her when she gets up at 4:30 in the mornings to go to work. We set the timer so that it is going off at 4:15 a.m., and the coffee, by the time she gets up at about, 4:35, 4:40, the coffee has already just about finished brewing. So she has a fresh pot of coffee ready and waiting. Tomorrow we don't have to get up so early, so I think I'll probably set this for maybe 8 a.m. So I'm going to set the timer. That is the middle button on the second row.
Timer 1 off. Timer 2 off. Set timer 1 on time.
Okay, I'm going to set that in a similar way as I set the unit's time itself.
12 a.m., 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m.
And then I'm going to press the middle second row button again.
Set duration.
I'll set the duration.
0 hours, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours.
I'll just set it for 4 hours for now.
Set timer 2 on time. Timer 1 on time. 8 a.m. Duration, 4 hours. Timer 2 off.
So that's all there is to it. Now we have a timer set for 8 a.m. And at 8 a.m. every day, the coffee maker will turn on. And it will... Power will stay on to the device for 4 hours. And then the timer will automatically turn it off. So this is really cool. You don't even have to worry about turning the device that you're controlling off when you're done with it. Timer takes care of that for you as well. I'm not going to talk much about the thermostat functions of this unit, since I don't have a heating or cooling device to control with it, but I will show you one neat feature on the second row of buttons, the rightmost key.
The temperature is 26 degrees centigrade.
Well, centigrade, huh?
The temperature set thermostat 20 degrees centigrade. The temperature is 26 degrees centigrade.
Okay, so we obviously...
The temperature is 20. Set thermostat Fahrenheit.
Okay, good.
The temperature is 79 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, there we go. So I set the temperature scale. Forgot about that. It says that it is 79 degrees Fahrenheit in this room. There's a little probe on this unit, and it's I don't know. It's pretty. It's not quite 79 degrees in the room here. I'm gonna move the timer back a little bit and see if that helps. Weird. Okay. I mean, just move the timer away. Move the probe. That will move the probe away a little bit.
The temperature is 79 degrees Fahrenheit. Yeah.
I think that the temperature reading that this unit gives out is not entirely is potentially not accurate. So that means that I'm not sure about using this. I'm not sure about the efficacy of using this as a thermostat. I'm not sure if that's a good idea.
The temperature is 79
yeah,
degrees.
I moved it and it's still saying 79 degrees, so I'm not sure why that is. But that's always been the case. It's probably probably in the low 70s in this room right now. So it's a good probably 9 degrees off. So that's a pretty significant difference there if you're trying to use this to run a heater, for instance. Okay, I think that's it for the Cobalt Speechmaster Talking to Timer Timestat product. Again, that product is available directly from Cobalt Systems in the UK. Their website is cobalt.co.uk. So if you want to get it in the United States or elsewhere, go ahead and contact them and find out what the latest is on doing that. They also have the instructions for this device. You can reach me by email to editor@blindaccessjournal.com. That's editor@blindaccessjournal.com.